This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 430 for Friday, June 11th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are seeing steep losses in the new crop contracts on Friday as more rain fell across much of the prairies, washing away a good chunk of the weather premium for now. With the final settlement still pending, the old crop July contract is down $6.80 at $865 per ton. New crop November falls $15.60 at $745.70, and the January contract drops $14.80 at $748.20. Going into next week, temperatures are forecast to rise on the prairies, with little or no rain expected. Canola is getting pressure from steep losses within the Chicago soy complex. Declines in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are further compounding the matter. The Canadian dollar is down sharply, with the loonie at 82.16 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 82.69. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending June 6 were up 25% at well over 371,000 tons. Canola exports jumped nearly 58% at more than 247,000 tons. Domestic usage is down 10.5% at just under 200,000 tons. Saskatchewan issued its weekly crop report on Thursday, citing overall planting is 99% complete. Also, 42% of the canola is emerging and 40% is at the seedling stage. As with the Canadian prairies, crops across the U.S. Northern Plains and the Eastern Corn Belt are benefiting from rain. Reuters is reporting that U.S. President Joe Biden might flip-flop on his campaign pledge to roll back the Trump administration's expansion of waivers provided to refineries from the Renewable Fuel Standard. The report says Biden is getting pressure from refinery workers and a number of politicians. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday. The July contract plummets 35.5 cents at $15.08.5 per bushel. July soy oil retreats almost 3.5 cents at 66.98 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $1.70 at $3.83.30 per hundredweight. Corn futures are weaker on Friday, with the July contract falling 14.5 cents at $6.84.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the July contract down 7 cents at $3.81. Wheat futures are also lower on Friday. Chicago July is down 3 cents at $6.81. Kansas City July loses 2 cents at $6.38. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July drops back 14.5 cents at $7.61. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, June 11th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.